Film TV Workers Union to strike next week, halting Hollywood productions nationwide. By Breitbart News on October 13, 2021. Los Angeles, AP, the union representing film and television crews says its 60,000 members will begin a nationwide strike on Monday if it does not reach a deal that satisfies demands for fair and safe working conditions. A strike would bring a halt to filming on a broad swath of film and television productions and extend well beyond Hollywood, affecting productions in Georgia, New Mexico, and other North American shoots. International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees International President Matthew Loeb said Wednesday that the strike would begin at 12:01 a.m. Monday unless an agreement is reached on rest and meal periods and pay for its lowest-paid workers. Loeb cited a lack of urgency in the pace of negotiations for setting a strike date. "Without an end date, we could keep talking forever," Loeb said in a statement. "Our members deserve to have their basic needs addressed now." A strike would be a serious setback for an industry that had recently returned to work after long pandemic shutdowns and recurring aftershocks amid new outbreaks. As in other industries, many behind-the-scenes people started reevaluating their lives and the demands of their professions during the pandemic. And now that production is ramping up again, union leaders say the catch-up is resulting in worse working conditions. "Folks have reported working conditions deteriorating and being aggravated," Jonas Loeb, IATSE's director of communication, told the AP last week. "And these 60,000 behind-the-scenes workers that are under these contracts are really at a breaking point. It would be the first nationwide strike in the 128-year history of IATSE, whose members include cinematographers, camera operators, set designers, carpenters, hair and makeup artists, animators, and many others. Union members say they are forced to work excessive hours and are not given reasonable rest via meal breaks and sufficient time off between shifts. Leaders say the lowest-paid crafts get unlivable wages. And streamers like Netflix, Apple, and Amazon are allowed to pay even less under previous agreements that allowed them more flexibility when they were up-and-comers. We've continued to try and impress upon the employers the importance of our priorities. The fact that this is about human beings, and the working conditions are about dignity and health and safety at work," said Rebecca Rhine, National Executive Director of the Cinematographers Guild, IATSE Local 600. "The health and safety issues, the unsafe hours, the not breaking for meals, those were the exception for many years in the industry, which is a tough industry. But what they've become is the norm." The union reported on October 4 that its members had voted overwhelmingly to allow its president to authorize a strike, but negotiations, and hopes to avert a walkout, resumed after the vote. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios and other entertainment companies in negotiations, said its members value their crew members and were committed to avoiding a shutdown in a still-recovering industry. The AMP did not immediately respond Wednesday to a request for comment. "A strike is always difficult for everybody. Everybody suffers, it's hard, but I believe that our members have the will and the resolve to do what's necessary to be heard and to have their voices translated into actual change in the industry," Rhine said. "What we learned from the pandemic is the employers can change the way they do business if it's in their interest to do so."